Ah, yes, Cessna. We are recording on this day, May the 7th, 2022. And we're also live on Twitch. And you're asking, wait a minute, RTD and SDI, isn't this a Saturday? Why are you guys recording on a Saturday? And you would be correct. This is a Saturday. That's because we've been action-packed busy all week with a playoff game every single night. With the Miami Heat and the Florida Panthers alternating playoff games. And
I can't believe we didn't do the pod because of the Panthers.
And now the Panthers see that they're on the brink of it seems that the season's over. They just got blown out by the Capitals 6-1.
You're going to go three. Spencer Knight on Monday?
I think you got to go Spencer Knight. Bobrovsky's if you look at his playoff record's like really bad. He's like 14-25.
But he played well game 1 and 2. I didn't watch today's game. He did bad.
The third period, the roof just came off. It was just.
I'm assuming it was 6-1. I'm assuming the sixth goal was an empty netter.
No, he was in net for the sixth goal. Okay. It was at the end of the game. They were kind of tapped out. There was like 40 seconds left. It was 5-1. But Bobrovsky was in the net. He let that 6-1 go through.
Nice.
And so, look at that. Four goal Bob sucks. Los Payasos, six goal bum from RVA Richie. Yeah. And look, it's the pan. Like, you know, if you're the Panthers fan, you're like, here we go again. They're going to choke in the playoffs, best regular season in their history, They're going to choke in the playoffs.
So I think they just wanted to. They weren't into the game today. I think they just wanted to get on a plane and so they can make F1 tomorrow.
Go to F1 tomorrow and then come back to Washington for Game 4.
Yeah.
Well, you could feel the pressure getting to them. You know, they get only one goal. They're playing super tight, but F1. I mean,
but I don't get it. Who's pressuring them. Like, they're not getting pressured by the national media. Nobody knows anything about them. Nobody cares about them. Where is this pressure coming from?
It's that that they've had they haven't won a playoff series since 1996. And so, and this is their best.
But again, who's pressuring them? Like, who's telling them this? Who's talking about it? Nobody's talking about it.
It's not about the media. It's just about, like, you know, it's about getting past.
Like, you
the
think
first round.
Internally they're having conversations like, oh, we got to win it because this team hasn't won one since 1990s. This franchise.
It's psychological. They can't get past the first round.
But psychological, like, yeah, because Barkov was on that 90, has been on.
They were all on the team last year against the Lightning, and they
lost. One year, bro, and they weren't there yet. I don't think it's psychological.
And then there was that year with the Islanders where they were supposed to win, and they choked Game 5 and Game 6, and then the Islanders won that series. That was bad.
Yeah, but those teams weren't as good as this team. Like, it's different.
But that doesn't matter now. That doesn't matter now in the NHL. If you win the President's Cup, it means
I know. I'm not disagreeing with you on that. What I'm saying is that I don't think it's a pressure thing. I don't think anybody's pressuring them.
Yeah, if they weren't the number one seed and with the President's Cup winner, they wouldn't have as much pressure. But that's on top of that. Now you're down 2-1. And
if they were the 2 seed, you think that they wouldn't have been thinking about the fact that they haven't won a series since 96?
Well, you got that. Okay, you got the – they haven't won a series since 96. And the fact – and you had this amazing regular season, and this amazing regular season would go to waste if you get bounced in the first round. No one's going to remember winning the President's Cup. Everyone's going to remember choking in the playoffs.
Yeah, well,
and that's where the pressure comes
in. There's less pressure on the President's Cup winner because they know they always lose.
That's I mean, yeah, the Lightning had that all-time regular season.
I mean, honestly, who was the last President's Cup team to win the Stanley Cup?
Robbie's life story from the bricks to the hills. Yeah, I'm at Cliff Kingsbury's house. I had to spruce up for Formula One.
Yeah. You're not on one of those $250,000 yachts?
I'm on top of the fake water, the fake water at Hard Rock. They got sick of Leroy Salt Lake. Hey, whoa, I can't finish reading that from RV and Richie. New Spider Watch team. The Reds got to 4 wins. Yeah, the Reds are a monster Spider Watch.
They're terrible.
Vinny B says miracles do happen. This must be a loyalty test from going live mid-Saturday. What's up, fam? I told Sir Noble, we tried to go live during the week, but we couldn't find an open window to do it.
So 2012, 2013 Blackhawks.
That's the last President's Cup winner to win the Cup?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is Cliff home?
Yeah, okay, Cliff, what's up? my new sound effect. Can't believe the prices on that yacht club from Vinny B13.
It's insane. I mean, that used. I mean, pre-COVID, I used to buy you a house in Miami.
Or how about the $825 steaks at Formula One, a Churrasco, a little like 10-inch Churrasco.
Like, is there like a piece of the car in the cow? Like, I don't understand.
A piece of the car.
Like, what are you doing? Yeah, we just got on, Chernobyl. We just got on. We just came on, 5 minutes ago? Yeah. Watching the Pinks. Are they losing? Or is it? Let me guess. No, I'm going to guess. I'm going to take a wild guess. It's tied.
Yeah, I have a feeling we had a good thing going with South Florida Sports, and it's all starting to crumble down.
Yeah, the Panthers are done. The Pinks are back to being themselves. The Marlins aren't good. Even though they started well, they're not.
It was just a week ago they had a 7-game winning streak, and
now they have a 5-game losing streak.
No, they're on 6. They can go 7. They can match their 7-game winning streak with the 7-game losing streak.
But isn't it like the 4 of them have been by one run? It's crazy.
5. The last 5 have all been by one run. But that doesn't. I mean.
No, it means nothing. It means nothing.
And some of those they backdoored. It's not like they were winning. One where they gave up a lead in the 9th. But most of them they were down by multiple runs, and then they backdoor into a 1-run game.
And then the Heat, Joel Embiid and Kyle Lowry came back one game too early, so the Heat are done.
And the Heat, look, Embiid's back. You know the Sixers are going to win tomorrow night.
So people talk about Embiid being back, and that's big. That's big. I agree that's big. But what's also as big is Lowry being back, because the team's better without him.
And you got to remember, the Heat home crowd is terrible. That lower bowl is Formula One. It's straight up wine and cheese. They're at high. They're not even there.
Yeah, but you know how I feel about home field advantage. It means nothing to me.
All right, but it means even less with the Heat. And they got by
the home field advantage for Miami isn't the fans. It's the power of South Beach.
Yeah, as long as Harden's away from the
Tootsies. It's Harden being at Tootsies. It's Embiid watching Real Madrid at, you know, some soccer bar at Brickell Sports Bar or whatever.
Astron Assemble, RBA, yeah. Richie.
Right, you're right.
But the Heat are not winning game 5 of Embiid. Look, the Heat got by the first 2 games at home, even though the crowd was terrible, because they were playing the Sixers without Embiid, and you saw the difference. Yeah. Don't ever doubt white hot Embiid will get hurt again soon.
Maybe he might, but it might be, you know, it's over. I think it's over. I don't think that's new to the fans. I just think Philly's the better team.
And the Heat have to win tomorrow night. The Heat for sure have to win tomorrow.
Are we calling it a must win?
Must win, because then then you want to talk about pressure. Now you get the pressure going back to Miami down 2. Now it's tied at 2. And if you lose that one, then you're facing elimination for game 6.
Yeah.
And so punches other IUD. By the way, what's up with Duncan? Like, the Heat were brick city last night.
I heard an explanation for this. I don't know why he didn't play game 3, but the reason why why he didn't play games 1 and 2 is because without Embiid, the Heat were able to go with a much more defensive lineup, and so they didn't need Duncan, and they rather have Caleb Martin in there, who's a better defender, or Strus, who's a better defender.
Yeah, then I think Caleb Martin didn't play until the garbage time yesterday because Lowry came back.
Yeah, but see, this, like, Lowry, great player. They're better with Oladipo, and they're better without Lowry. Like, the energy that Oladipo brings, the defense that Martin plays, like, they're better without Lowry. I think they're better without him.
I mean, maybe you may have a fair
like, I'm not saying Lowry's a bad player. That's not what I'm trying to say. I'm saying this current team, the way it's constructed, they're a better team with Oladipo.
Yeah, it's all crumbling down. All three, every team. It's all we had a good just a week ago. We were on top of the world, and now it could be all crumbling down.
Yeah,
yeah.
But it's okay. I can go outside and just.
By the way, this wouldn't be the first time in recent years that the Marlins have followed up a 7-game winning streak with a 7-game losing streak.
You can't have it all. You can't have great sports teams and great and be in a great city. Like, that's why only crappy cities get titles.
Why? but yeah, this actually happened like 4 or 5 years ago where the Marlins early in the season, they had a 7-game winning streak and immediately after had a 7-game losing streak. Not like talking about like they had a 7-game winning streak in April and then in June they had a 7-game losing streak. No, immediately afterwards, and it's going to happen again. The Padres are going to win all 4, SD. I was very wrong about the Padres. LSU Phil comes up. Hey, what's up, LSU Phil? Heater still plus 150 to win the East and still favorites to win the East.
Yeah.
Well, look. I think the Embiid factor. I mean, it's a big difference. You know, and the Sixers crowd is going to bring it. I just don't feel confident in that game 5 if the Sixers have Embiid. I don't feel confident at all. But they have the Sixers are what 2-point favorites tomorrow night. And yeah, it's I don't.
That's feel, it?
Yeah, that's 2 points. Well, wow. Yeah, because the Heat were like three, like when they thought Embiid wasn't going to play the last game, the Heat were like 3.5 point favorites. And then obviously Embiid played and it changed everything. But look, the Heat lost game three against the Hawks and they blew out the Hawks in game four also. Sixers are plus 1,000 to win the East, by far the long shots.
Well, yeah, that makes sense. I mean, because they're down 2-1.
They are down 2-1. Got to bet Canelo and Ruby Rose later today. Yeah, really, you got Thug Rose in at UFC 274. And Canelo, I just found out Canelo's fighting tonight.
Do we still like Canelo? Okay, he's probably fighting some bum in on the zone, and like he's gonna win. He's gonna win easily.
Oh, Sir Noble comes in with a good point. Brooklyn was a favorite to win it all, and look where that got them.
Yeah, that wasn't because they were the best team. That's because the books knew that people would bet them. They were trying to get your money.
Trevor the 203 with a 1-up SDI. Hey, I kind of like this. We're getting a lot more active.
We're getting more people on Saturdays.
We're in that in between time. Everyone's recovering from that embarrassing.
And Louise gets like an hour, 2 hour break from me. She's probably happy too.
And we're about 2 hours away from post time at the Kentucky Derby.
Yeah.
SDI, are you boycotting because your guy's not in it?
You know me. I don't. If Bob Baffert's not in it, I'm not in it too. I'm not in it either.
But blame that trainer who peed in the hay.
Yeah, I mean, I don't understand why we're punishing Bob Baffert because of somebody peed in the hay. I don't get it. It doesn't make any sense to me. We're still doing this.
So as I reached out, because we went to Gulfstream a couple years ago, not for the Derby, but for the other two races. But if Bob Baffert is not going to, he's not going to be in any of the Triple Crown races. He's totally banned.
I'm not watching. I'm not watching. I'm sorry, Tirico. I like you, but I'm not watching your coverage.
We need a Formula One Miami pick. I don't know. If I give a pick, it may cost me like $400 to make a pick, because if a damn Churrasco costs $825 at Formula One, like what's a little pick? I mean, can you bet? Like, I don't care how much.
I can't name a single driver.
Andretti? Yeah. It's all because.
Who's the favorite? Schumacher?
Let's see the famous.
Is he still racing?
You know what? Let me not search it on my computer and risk bad internet. Let's see. See if we can get some race.
I mean, I'll watch a little bit of it because it's here and it's supposed to look really cool. And I haven't seen any.
No, I do want to see. I've kind of gotten a couple glimpses of the track watching the practice rounds. Teams down 2-0 often win game three.
Phil's making a lot of good points. I agree. Like that happens. It happened with Atlanta in the first round.
But yeah.
Without Embiid the first two games, I think it's hard to judge games one and two.
No, you hear me saying this, but it comes down to the Heat crowd. You saw the first two games.
It doesn't matter, dude.
It does. Like, you know, look, the Sixers crowd was more revved up, and they blew out the Heat easily. Now the Heat got by.
The Heat blew them out without the crowd.
Yeah, but then they almost lost to the Hawks.
The Panthers have a great crowd, and they lost game one.
Yeah, when it comes, look, it doesn't mean that they're going to win or lose based on the crowd, but it's a little gap there. And if the Sixers keep the game close in the third or fourth quarter, the crowd's going to fold. They're going to be silent. They're going to be nervous, and then it's going to be over. And the Heat blow them out early. Then they can win.
Okay, so the Heat have no chance if it's close because
they're not going to get the lift from the crowd.
They're not going to be yelling
because the crowd's too Formula One. They're too wine and cheese.
So what? They were wine and cheese during the LeBron.
No, last year's, believe it or not, last year's crowd, even though they're getting their ass kicked by Milwaukee, was much better. Was like into the game all the way into the fourth quarter with MVP chance at the with Bielitsa getting MVP chance in the fourth quarter. Like they were much more into the game than this Formula One lower bowl that they got going.
Okay, but the Formula One guys are gone after tomorrow. They won't be here for game five.
This is Formula One.
They're going to Dubai or wherever the next race is.
It comes down to the Heat crowd, and I can't say that word. But Twitch doesn't understand. Twitch won't know what that means. So. Yeah, your boy was dapping up tight end Mike Gesicki and Tua last night. Whoa, I know Gesicki and Tua were at the Panthers game. I hope you were somewhat close to Tua, because he's not gonna be able to reach a handshake. He doesn't have to, can't throw the ball down the field. By the way, welcome Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts is starting to get the same the pressures on. I mean, and totally.
Well, yeah, he's got AJ Brown.
We haven't even talked about the draft, bro.
No, we'll get to it. I have a lot of notes on that.
All right. So wait. I got to look. Before I keep getting further distracted, I gotta find. Oh, why is there wrestling bets on Bovada? What's wrestling this weekend? Oh, WrestleMania Backlash. They're going.
Robbie, you think LSU Phil's talking about me or you? Unless she had to go down to the pool, she needed a break.
I gotta put that. I gotta put that up on the screen so that you know. But damn it, where's my damn racing odds?
You want me to look it up, Robbie? F1.
Hold on, racing. Wait. I got cycling. I got handball.
Handball. Let's check out those.
No. We're gonna get super distracted.
Let's go talk to the Power Pizza guy. I'm sure he's betting on it.
He is, dude. Those of you that don't know, we have a friend of ours who's more of a degenerate than us, and he works at Power Pizza, and he has insights on ping pong and table tennis. And he's
all right. Here you go. I got it. According to bookies.com.
All right, go ahead.
Max versus Tappan is the favorite at +105.
He'll be Tappan.
Charles Leclerc +150.
Oh yeah.
Sergito Perez at +1,000.
Sergito Perez.
That guy's going to win.
Is he going to join the Saudi Arabian Formula One like the other Sergito?
Hey, right. Carlos Sainz +1,200.
Later down. I can't read that, but I can put it on the screen.
You can. RTD later down on that piano. Why can't you read that?
Wait, where's the piano? Oh, right.
Yeah, right behind you.
Yeah. I'm at Kingsbury's house.
Lewis Hamilton, who's mad because he can't wear jewelry, is at
+2,900. Ooh.
George Russell +4,200. Lando Norris. Okay, whatever.
Surprise. I mean, we're in a place where they have $825 stakes, he can't flash his jewelry.
Right. Yeah. You know, Formula One, they're not allowed. You know, they can't do interviews.
I believe that.
Like, the drivers can only do interviews with the people that have their broadcasting rights.
So ESPN and ABC.
Yeah, like that's why they couldn't be on like the local radio this week.
So that's why Tobin and Leroy didn't have any Formula One drivers on their show this week. But right.
Yeah, they can't. They're like, well, no, I don't even think ABC can, because it's on ABC tomorrow.
It is on ABC tomorrow.
And Will Manso was talking about how he was on Hockman and Crowder, and he was saying that he can't interview the drivers.
Right. All right, don't tell Tobin and Leroy this, but I may have accidentally listened to Joe and Zach the other day, and
anytime you listen to Joe, it's an accident. I mean, that's how I feel.
Look, it was the car was on the 560 from the night before listening to the Panthers game, but I turned it on, and it was Joe and Zach, and I didn't immediately change the channel to Tobin and Leroy List, because they were talking about Formula One, and they said that the cars cost like $12 million.
Oh, I believe that.
Like, some of these cars cost like $12-14 million. That's insane. Well,
I heard Aston Martin rented out Phil's favorite restaurant, Sexy Fish, for $1 million. Just to rent it out. I don't even know if they got food. Just to rent it out. Maybe they got food. I don't know.
Well, I mean, the stakes there are cheaper than the stakes at Formula One. You got to pay $825.
Yeah, and they probably charge you $125 for a side of chimichurri.
God. I mean, are the Wilsons at this? You got that and the Kentucky Derby this weekend.
I was talking to somebody who was telling me that somebody got like a crazy the best skybox or whatever at the Formula One, and it comes with a helicopter transport to and from the race.
What?
Yeah.
So what? The helicopter just shows up to your house.
Oh, yeah, or, I don't know. Yeah, or the hotel where they're staying, or they have to go somewhere. I don't know, but it comes with helicopter transportation.
And the helicopters, you right into the suite, like you could just come.
Yeah, because I was also hearing Will Manso was talking about this, that there's no like parking. The closest parking lot's about a mile away.
Ah, it makes sense. Yeah, you gotta have.
So you gotta like basically Uber, because if not, you're walking a mile. So that's why they get these helicopter transports.
Yeah, are all like, in, I know with NASCAR, it's like Ford, Chevy. Mm-hmm. It's all
no, like this is like Ferrari. But this is the Ferrari,
yeah. Mercedes is probably like the cheapest brand in Formula One.
Mercedes is, I don't even think can get in, and it's, unless it's in Hialeah.
Sir Nobles is my type of crowd.
Yeah, no, it's nice. But it's, look, it's a lot nicer crowd than some of the other crowds we get.
But I still can't get it. I don't care how crazy rich somebody is. I can't fathom paying $800 for a churrasco, no matter the circumstances. Like, why?
It's a churrasco. Like, it's not even Wagyu.
Yeah, like I would eat before the game. I would eat before the race.
So here we go. It's Ferrari, Red Bull,
of course.
McLaren, Mercedes, Williams, Haas, Renault, Alfa Romeo, Aston Martin.
Wow.
Bugatti, BMW, the Honda? No, this can't be right. All right, here we go. The constructors. Here we go. Constructors for the 2022 season. Alfa Romeo, which is a Ferrari engine.
No, of course.
Alfa Tauri, which is a Red Bull engine.
Alfa Romeo, not very expensive, according
to... No, they're not. But the engine's a Ferrari. The constructor of this one's Alfa Tauri, engine's Red Bull. Alpine engine, Renault, those aren't that expensive either. Aston Martin, the engine's Mercedes, and Ferrari, Haas Ferrari, McLaren, Mercedes, Red Bull, William Mercedes. It better come out of like maybe made of Maradona or something.
I can't say some of the stuff we said, like what would happen, the steak would have to come with.
It better come with like at least a VIP entrance to 11.
Yeah. You should have to not, like, yeah.
Like you're fed it, they the 11 girls feed you the steak. You get to eat it off of their like bodies.
Careful. Got any derby bets or Matt?
Off of their bodies because you don't want it. You don't want the steak to taste like fish.
But got any derby? Yeah, the derby is also today, the Kentucky Derby. SDI, your boy.
I'm gonna sit this one out.
I need to see the horses walk around the track. I need to see which horses act up. In their whatever they call it when they showcase the horses around the track. I can't put that.
Yeah, that one you might be. I think you can, but it's a little controversial.
Yeah, borderline. All right, and so I need to see the horses run the track. I know Messier is a horse. It's not owned by Mark Messier. They just named the horse after him.
Is he the favorite?
He is one of the favorites. The lines are moving around. It was initially, what's the guy's name? I had the name. I hate computers. I hate internet. I hate freaking internet. And so I wish I could just have everything rock hard, hardwired. But all right. Epicenter. Wow. A lot of money coming in on the three. He's at plus 125. But the originally favorite I saw was Zandon, who's plus 250, the 10 horse.
What's he at now?
He's at plus 250, but he was the favorite league yesterday.
Oh, that might be a good one to go with.
But Messier is plus 260. Epicenter is your favorite. I know if you were not boycotting this SDI, you'd be all over three, the Epicenter. You'd be because you're a chalk sniffer.
Oh yeah, yeah. No, but I only go with the favorites because they're always Baffert horses and he always wins. But now that there's no Baffert, it changes things. That's why there's no clear cut favorite. This is what they're ruining the sport because somebody peed on hay. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
All right, SDI. Let's get to we're gonna get to our favorite game. Up by ass of the week. So weird, we haven't even talked about the draft yet. But all right,
these are all draft centric. All the Payaso
really
draft centric.
Well, I mean, we already had a pre-Payaso about ESPN not letting Mel Kiper go to the draft in Vegas.
Yeah, but that was last week's.
Yeah, but that's an all time Payaso. It's like it's right there with the New Year's Eve proposal. But go ahead, SDI, before I keep
going. The New Orleans Saints.
All right, I know they took Garrett Wilson. No, they didn't know the Jets got.
Why is that the comment you're leaving up?
I was trying to scroll up to an older. I was trying to scroll up to an older comment, and the only way to scroll up is to click on the guy's Twitch chat. Okay, damn it. All right. I think I'm almost there. All right, well, I'm not going to be able to get to it. So,
All right. The New Orleans Saints. Did you see their war room?
I was watching the NFL Network broadcast because I was boycotting the ESPN broadcast.
Yeah,
so I don't know if
ESPN... they had a "Let's Go Pels" sign in the war room. Like,
oh,
NFL, what do you? What is this nonsense? This whole thing where like teams are friends now because they're in the same city, I don't like it.
All right, fair. I think the Pels were playing at that same time, so the wonder if that affected if they were focused on the Pels and they weren't paying attention to the draft.
That's why they didn't draft Malik Willis.
Yeah. Oh man, the Dolphins are so close to getting Malik Willis. So close.
Yeah,
you could taste it. I mean, I didn't think it was an actual possibility. Then he starts falling. Like, hey, Malik Willis.
Yeah.
And Tennessee did the smart thing because they know their quarterback's a bum. Mm-hmm. And they went out and took Malik Willis in the third round. They had multiple chances. They had like 12 chances to take Malik Willis. And they took him. And they finally took him.
Yeah.
And,
I mean, when he was there, you can take a chance on him. Why not?
Yeah.
And during one of the Saints pick, the NFL decided, you know, the Saints are picking. So let's bring up Tony Gonzalez and Austin Eckler.
Oh, I remember that.
That definitely speaks Saints. And then let's have him talk about a game in week two in September.
Yeah, that was the Amazon Prime. That's the first game of the Thursday night football schedule for Amazon Prime. But they had to announce that on the right before the Saints were about to pick. Like everybody's waiting in anticipation of who the Saints going to pick. And they didn't just announce the pick and get off the stage. Gonzalez and Eckler, they were probably forced to by Amazon to just sit there and ramble about the historic rivalry.
Tony Gonzalez, I get, he's probably on the broadcast team.
Yeah, he's on the broadcast team. Eckler's playing in the game. What do we think?
Right, Eckler's playing. So Tony Gonzalez, why Eckler? I thought they had this quarterback who was like the next god. Why didn't he either?
Ah, that's a good point.
The next face of the NFL because he throws a nice ball on red zone once in a while.
But yeah, that was a huge payaso moment. That wasn't the world. I think I know where you're going.
There's more. So yeah. RVA Richie says Tannehill, el rey de los payasos, mentoring. I don't agree with that. It's not his job to mentor. He's not the coach. His job is to make the win games and win playoff games and make himself better. His job isn't to mentor some kid. Like he's not the coach. He's not a coach. Mentor. I gotta go watch. I need to watch film. I need to watch film on the hold. Wait, hold on. No, I can't. I gotta go mentor Malik Willis. Nonsense.
Tannehill feels threatened by Malik Willis. That's obviously what it
also,
is.
Also, it's like imagine Robbie, you said, you know what, Paul, I'm gonna bring in, you know, RVA Richie. I need you to mentor him on how to do the podcast so that in 2 years he takes over your spot and you're fired. Like, well, no, dude. Why would I willingly like give away my job? Not that I'm not my job, but I'm just using that as an example.
Hey, RV and Richie, if you're listening.
His job is not to mentor Malik. That's the job is to coach the players. The player's job is to play.
Well, yeah, then you get to the Ryan Fitzpatrick and Tua.
Like, game. I think Miami fans, and I think Miami fans are just used to because they've had a coach take a roster spot for the last 10 years in Udonis Haslam.
Oh.
So they assume that everybody should do that, but that's not how it works. Like, it's not Udonis Haslam's job to mentor Bam. That's Caron Butler's job.
Well, Udonis does mentor
Bam. Udonis does it because they told him, like, we'll keep you on the roster for 10 years for no reason, but mentor Bam.
All right, what else? Oh, there's a big, giant Biaso sitting out there. I don't know if you have that one in there.
Robbie, have you ever heard of that famous football play, the Immaculate Reception?
Yes, I have.
Do you remember anything about it?
I bounced off of somebody's helmet, and then
I think it was Lynn Swan. I think maybe.
Yeah, and then Franco Harris catches it.
Yeah, what team was Franco Harris on?
The Steelers.
What team was it against?
The Raiders.
Oh, so let's do a 50-year anniversary of that reception at the draft at the home of the Raiders.
Well, they're not. I mean, at they weren't in Las Vegas at the time. By the way, speaking of which, I don't want to get too sidetracked, but Oakland, I mean, as I was checking odds on Bovada, you can actually bet on where the Oakland A's are going to play their first game in the 2025 season. And the favorite, it's not Nashville. Oakland. Nope, Las Vegas, -110.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah,
Oakland. I would say Vegas or Nashville.
Mm-hmm. Oakland's the second favorite at +110.
Okay, and then Nashville's third?
No, and Nashville's way down there. Sorry.
So who's the third favorite?
Hold on. Well, they're all whoppers after that. Damn it! I gotta. You're making me scroll baseball, MLB.
That's fine. It's fine. I just thought Nashville would be higher up.
No, okay.
I would go flyer on Nashville.
No, Portland is third. at +400. And then you got then you got Vancouver and you got Mexico City at +1200. And then tied at +1500, you got Montreal and Nashville.
I would throw a couple bucks on Nashville.
But you do gotta wait till 2025 for that to pay out.
Yeah, but $2.
$2 to win 30, I believe, right? If I'm doing
Well, at this pace, 2025, your $30 is going to be worth the equivalent of $2 now, so it's not worth it.
What other payouts do we have?
I don't know if you saw this, but they had players that had just gotten drafted. They had them sign actual Subway subs.
Oh God, jeez!
Like, why are we signing subs? Like, what are we doing here?
All right. Signing subs. What do they sign? Did they sign the rapper or did they actually sign the bread?
They signed the bread.
Oh crap! I would still eat it. That wouldn't stop me from eating the sandwich. If somebody signed my sandwich, I'd still eat it. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, look, if Jordan Davis signed it, then that means I can sell my poop. It's signed by Jordan Davis.
It comes out with the autograph.
Right. Can you imagine? Like I just pooped out Aiden Hutchinson. Just somewhere there's an Aiden Hutchinson autograph.
It says some people crawling in the sewer. Yeah,
like when the dog eats the engagement ring and they have to like follow the dog around for 2 weeks until he poops out the ring and they have to dig through it.
The rats are going, whoa, look at this, bro. Aiden Hutchinson. But yeah, I would still eat it. It's we do this all the time with like memorabilia. You have this football and then it gets signed by somebody's like, oh crap, now I can't throw it. Now I can't play with it. Right. I want to be able to throw the football. Several years ago, actually it wasn't even that long ago. I felt like it was like 2 years ago. We were still in COVID. The Dolphins had gave Entercom at the time a bunch of unwanted memorabilia. It's like signed Dolphins players, and they weren't on the Dolphins anymore. It was like Raekwon McMillan, and there was another scrub Dolphin they had a football signed by him. It was not on the team anymore, and I got to pick which guy I wanted, and I picked. Damn it! Why can't I remember the guy who I got the autograph from? It was a really bad Dolphin, but I picked it on purpose because wow, I can actually throw this football.
It's a nice football. You just wanted the ball.
I just wanted the football.
Yeah,
I just wanted the football. I didn't care about the autograph, so I felt less bad about it. It's like an all-time bad Dolphin player on it too. I'm just kidding.
So listen to this. Back in the day, when the Chargers were still in San Diego, we had a skybox at that time. I think it was still Jack Murphy.
Right, Formula One over here. All
right, right. And so we got invited to the owner's box for a San Diego State football game. Mm-hmm. When we got there, Dean Spanos gave me an autographed ball of Ryan Leaf.
Oh.
Loser owner, loser quarterback. I should have thrown the ball in his face.
Oh! Damn. And now I gotta find that football. I think I still have it somewhere. I gotta find that football. I can't believe I forgot the name of the Dolphin. It was a running back. I'm 90% sure it was a running back. A very forgettable.
Kalen Ballage.
Yes, that's it. It was Kalen Ballage. I have a signed Kalen Ballage running and he was like an all time bad. He had like the worst yards per carry. I got to choose between a Raekwon McMillan or a Kalen Ballage signed football. And
I would have taken the Raekwon McMillan one and just told people it was the Raekwon from Wu-Tang.
Oh, Raekwon Davis, a current Dolphin. I chose.
You know what's funny? I just realized there were two of them. I thought they were the same person. So when you were talking about Raekwon McMillan, when you were talking about Raekwon McMillan,
yeah,
I was like, he's not that bad. Like, why is he not an all-timer? But anyway,
Raekwon McMillan, the linebacker. But the
other one's good. Raekwon Davis is good.
Raekwon Davis, a defensive tackle.
He's not bad. I just, because they have the same name, and Raekwon's not a common name, I just assumed they were the same person. I just didn't realize until right now.
All right. Well, do we have the big Biasso? The big Biasso?
No, I think I left this one to you. I don't remember.
Oh, yes. You brought it to my memory. Do you remember Ed Marinara? He was a former running back for the Vikings like way back in the day, and he was in that, and then he became a movie star. He was in that movie, that TV show. It's on that, I think it's on Netflix.
Ed Marinara.
Ed Marinara. Well,
was he named after the sauce?
The sauce is named after him, probably.
Is he Italian?
Ed Marinara What TV show was he on? Oh, Blue Mountain State. That's what it is. Blue Mountain State.
I don't even know who this guy. Ed, how do you spell N?
Ed.
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 Oh, I kept hearing N like the letter N.
Ed Marinaro.
Oh, no, not Ed Markey. He's a center.
Why would he come up? Anyways, Ed Marinaro. He played for the Vikings.
He does look like they would name the sauce after him.
He had another show earlier. But he went to announce the Vikings pick in the second round. And my God, he made it seem like his Hall of Fame speech. He went on, like, it's one thing to just riff and raff for like a minute or two and then make the pick. This guy was talking for like 10 straight minutes about nothing. And it was so awkward. It got to the point where one of the producers wearing a headset had to walk up on stage and be like, yo, Ed, hey, read the pick, read the card.
Yeah. Well, about time they did like Cirque du Soleil. Like, can't you start the draft on time? Do the Cirque du Soleil while the people are on the clock. I know Las Vegas isn't used to having a clock anywhere, but just like, start the draft on time.
Get Jay Fig on those birds. I saved this bird. This bird flew in and I captured him. I saved him. That's a long story. That was terrible. Yeah, that was terrible.
Is that real?
Yeah, that was terrible, Sonro, with the Ed Marinaro. My friend is laughing. Oh, yeah. What do I do? It is true. It's a long story.
Is that Sir Noble in the picture or is it somebody that I can't recognize?
It's Sir Noble. It's Sir Noble. I'm pretty sure. All right. Anyways.
Nice view.
But by the way, about the draft, that's an all-time Biasso right there with, you know, I think I got the New Year. I think the New Year's couple is still number one, making out with their mask on outside after proposing. Then you have ESPN not letting Mel Kiper show up for the draft.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was something to do with J.J. Watt.
They had to inform us that he went to a Angel spring training practice game?
Oh, yeah. They wrote a whole article about him being in an Angel spring training game. And then you got Ed Marinaro at four. That's your Mount Rushmore of 2022 by assholes.
Yeah.
So all far.
Right. We got to do the Olympics in the summer again like last year. Olympics.
Well, speaking of the draft, the Dolphins, there's not really much to say about the Dolphins pick. They're all super late, and they didn't have many of them. But it should be noted that the Philadelphia Eagles and the Miami Dolphins, very similar positions. The Philadelphia Eagles, they got their superstar receiver and they also had a first round pick via the Miami Dolphins. So when we come down to break it down, that move up, that disastrous move up, the disastrous mismanagement of the 2021 first round pick, whether you stay at three and take Ja'Marr Chase, or whether you stay at 12 or 10 and take Devontae Smith and have your first round pick, or you move up and get Jaylen Waddle. But now it comes down to Jaylen Waddle for Devontae Smith and Jordan Davis, who the Eagles used that pick. They moved up a couple spots to take Jordan Davis, but it's all chump change picks, all those move ups. And because you say the Dolphins got Tyreek Hill, they still got Tyreek Hill, even though the Eagles, I mean, you can make the case that AJ Brown has experience playing with a bad quarterback. He's a bum lifter. We don't know if Tyreek Hill could be a bum lifter. But the point is the Eagles got AJ Brown and they had a first round pick. And AJ Brown was a little bit cheaper. Still not cheap. I mean, they still gave him $150 million guaranteed.
Yeah, he's not as good.
Oh, he lifted a bad quarterback. Ryan Tannehill was a complete and total bum.
Are we sure that Tyreek Hill didn't do that also? No, I'm serious. Patrick Mahomes never played without Tyreek Hill.
Well, we'll find out. But Patrick Mahomes, you know, he's still like making the Super Bowl. Like Ryan Tannehill, he's a disaster. Tennessee's already trying to replace Ryan.
Now
Tannehill.
The question is, can AJ Brown do what he's doing without as good a running game? Who knows?
Well, I mean, they got AJ Brown, they got Devontae, and Jalen
Hurts have a running game.
As bad as Tannehill is, Jalen Hurts is worse.
But they also keep in mind that AJ Brown, you had to put eight guys in the box for Derrick Henry. You don't have to do that for Miles Sanders. You can double AJ Brown.
But the Eagles have like 12 running backs.
None of them are good. It doesn't matter. You don't have to put eight in box.
But AJ Brown, he knows what you mean.
I like AJ Brown. I'm just playing devil's advocate here. But like you can say like, oh, he's played with a bad quarterback, but he's also played with the best running back in the league for the last 4 years.
All right, but you could say the same thing with Tyreek Hill playing with Patrick Mahomes.
Correct.
Yeah.
Right.
And Tyreek. Right. And so, like, you know, is Tyreek Hill going to do all that flashy stuff with Tua's quarterback? And by the way, this never works out.
I don't know. You think? I don't know. I'm not as concerned about the Tua Mahomes comparison. I'm more concerned about the fans in Kansas City are more rowdy than the wine and cheese crowd in Miami.
Well, Dolphins is different. It's not quite like the heat in the lower bowl, but but the Eagles. The bottom line is. The Eagles completely won that trade. Like, are they guys?
I'm kind of rooting for the Eagles now to win the Super Bowl just because you're gonna go crazy if they do.
They totally steamrolled.
They can win the Super Bowl with AJ Brown doing nothing, with Devontae Smith doing nothing, and you'll still be like, "See, I told you."
Nah, if they're doing nothing, they're not gonna win the Super Bowl. That's not it. By the way, it's a thing with South Florida, except maybe the Heat, because basketball is different. But I mean, maybe the Heat, but every major signing turns into a disaster. Oh, you got Ndamukong.
It's not that basketball is different. It's just that the Heat are just the only one of the very few organizations in the country that is run well. In the country.
You got Ndamukong Suh. You got Mike Wallace. You got Brandon Marshall. And now you're going to add Tyreek Hill.
Wasn't a bad signing. He was fine.
No, but they cut him after 2 years.
Okay, but they cut him because of cap reasons. But
that's a bad signing. If you have a player on your team and he's more of a cap problem than he is on the football field.
But that's how the NFL contracts work. You sign guys for a 5-year contract knowing you're going to cut him after two.
He didn't live
up to his contract. It's not guaranteed money like the NBA or baseball.
It was impossible to live up to his contract. It was a ridiculous contract at the beginning, and he created no impact based on that contract, and they cut him for 2 years. It's a total disaster.
But again, like, you're looking at – football contracts are very different. They're not guaranteed. So you can't look at how – what happens after – like, the way they're done is knowing that
if he had made more of an impact, they wouldn't have cut him.
Yeah. Right. I don't disagree. But it's not that he didn't make an – it's also that position's hard to make an impact on, but he was fine. That was a fine signing. Mike Wallace was a bad signing. Okay, fine.
Mike, Philip Wheeler, I mean, you can go on and on. And now it even goes to baseball, too. Wei-Yin Chen, Martin Prado. And now this year, you got two complete stiffs making – Jorge Soler and Avisail Garcia both making a lot of money. And I mean, and they want to pay Starlin Marte, but they end up paying both Avisail Garcia and Jorge Soler, and they're both hitting in the 1-7.
Okay, let's go back to – okay.
Every signing –
who's the best-run franchise in the NFL? Who do you think the best-run franchise in the NFL is?
I mean, it used to be the Patriots.
Okay. But didn't they have a bunch of guys that they signed and then cut?
But no, they never gave out big contracts like that. They had Tom Brady. They don't do that. They don't make the stupid signing like.
But I'm saying they all do. They all have that one.
What one did the Patriots have back then?
I don't know.
It's not just one.
I forget the name, but they signed that linebacker from the Patriots, and he was a bust. From the Ravens,
but they don't have a guy who they give the highest paid at the position. Like, the Dolphins made Ndamukong Suh the highest paid defensive player. Tyreek Hill's at the all time highest paid wide receiver. Now Tyreek Hill's not a bust yet, but if you look at based on the history of the Dolphins and the Fish, all sea life related South Florida teams,
only a 1-year contract. But Antonio Brown at $15 million didn't work out.
Well, they didn't have to pay him. That doesn't count.
Roosevelt Colvin. Oh, 30 come million. On.
You got Roosevelt. Nobody knows who that guy is.
That's what I'm saying. Correct. It's about
okay, Roosevelt Colvin wasn't giving an all-time contract like a dollar.
Well, it was also 2003, but he was given $30 million back then.
I'm sure he was half decent. And that was pre Brady, by the way. Pre Brady. Okay. Or right around the time when Brady was.
Was Darrell Revis good there?
Darrell Revis won a Super Bowl, but they didn't pay him. They
paid him 2 years, $32 million.
No, there were some. The second year was $20 million, and it was a team option. Like they when they gave him that contract, they knew they were not going to pay him that 20-something million, whatever, in year two. And they did some sort of cap jujitsu.
Correct. That's what I'm saying. That's why you have to be careful with NFL contracts, because they do a lot of that.
All right, but the Dolphins don't do that. They give guys $100 million and then they flop. That's
okay, but they don't pay them the $100 million because the NFL, they're not guaranteed. That's what I'm saying.
They're still getting $60 million guaranteed. Yeah,
but it doesn't matter. What I'm saying is that the total doesn't matter. The only thing that matters is the guaranteed money.
I understand that, but the Dolphins give out the most guaranteed money, and those guys end up being.
That's another thing. If they're giving out a lot of guarantee, that's one thing. If you're giving somebody in a $100 million contract and it's $40 million guaranteed, it's not that big.
They had to eat Ndamukong Suh's dead cap for like 2 years. I think 2 years after.
Oh yeah, the cap is different.
They had to eat like $10 million of dead money, which, by the way, I think the Atlanta Falcons are eating $40 million dead cap from Matt Ryan this year.
Right.
And so they signed, and so like the Marlins of the old timer with Wei Yin Chen, it ruined them. It completely bankrupted them. And so it just how am I supposed to feel about Tyreek Hill when every single move, every single free agent signing the big money that they do, it turns into a disaster. And I can't buy it. Now you got Tua as a quarterback. Yeah, it's gonna be. I can't wait till next week. SDI, the schedule comes out, I believe, Thursday, and then we gotta do. That's a win. That's a loss.
Yeah, we're gonna bring Tobin out for it.
I may have to make an appearance on Tobin and Leroy next on Friday.
Okay. If now you can come on, they can come on here.
Yeah. Well, Leroy's not gonna make a special appearance.
Here it is. This is the linebacker I was talking about, Adalius Thomas.
Adalius Thomas. Okay.
The war. Yeah, it was a 5-year, $35 million contract.
Oh, 5 years, $35 million. Get out of here. Or is it $35 million guaranteed?
It just says 5 years, $35 million.
So $7 million a year. Oh, come on. That's nothing.
But again, it was like 10 years ago.
Okay, but that's a minor miss. That's not a humongous. That's not even close to Ndamukong Suh. You just compared a guy $7 million a year to Ndamukong Suh, who was got the all time contract at the time.
Ndamukong Suh was a great player though.
For Detroit
and for Miami,
he wasn't. He was okay.
The team around him wasn't good, but he was fine.
There was a whole scandal like 4 weeks into the season about him freelancing and not calling the play. He was a total disaster.
But that's bad coaching.
What I'm trying to tell you is that these signings never work out. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Never. And it's probably more than the organization, but still, the organization hasn't changed.
Sue's contract was $17 million a year.
Baker Mayfield, dead cap poster boy. The Browns are still trying to move him. I can't wait till next year's draft. By the way, I saw that there could be four QBs in the top 10, including Tyler Van Dyke. I'm not so sure about the Will Levis from Kentucky, or Bryce Young is another Tua. That's a hard pass, but I do like CJ Stroud, and I do like TV.
Why is he another Tua? Why isn't he another Jalen Hurts?
Okay, fine. He could be another Jalen Hurts. I don't think he has the mobility of Jalen Hurts. Bryce
Young. Why isn't he another Mac Jones?
He could be another Mac Jones. He could. They're all the same.
Why isn't he another Joe Namath?
Joe Namath
is that out of all the guys, Joe Namath, that's the worst one.
Joe Namath is in the Hall of Fame, but he has more.
He's the worst quarterback. He's the worst player in the Hall of Fame.
It's not even close. He has more career interceptions than touchdowns.
It's not even. Joe Namath is by far and away the worst player in the Hall of Fame because of that famous guarantee, and he won one game. No joke. That's the only reason. If you look at his numbers, he's the worst player in the college.
Kansas QB Dolphins draft are going to make it. Yeah, they drafted Skylar Thompson with their last pick in the seventh round. Yeah.
The University of Kansas?
No, Kansas State.
Oh, okay. That's a little different.
Yeah. So hey, I wonder if he's going to compete for the Sparky's job. Just kidding.
He's going to compete with the Bridgewater.
Maybe we'll see. You think we'll see him? You think we'll see him at Formula One tomorrow?
Who, Skylar Thompson?
Yes, Skylar Thompson.
Or who?
Yeah, Skylar. Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to report this live.
Okay,
I'm going to sources. I'm not allowed to. I'm going to report it. LeBron James is going to be there.
Whoa! Wait, what else is he doing? He's playing, getting ready for a playoff game.
Right. No. Yeah, but there's going to be a lot of celebrities. And word on the street is that LeBron James is in town. I don't know why else he would be in town. He's been spotted in Miami. Why else would he be in Miami? He's a traitor. He hates this place. Right?
By the way, you see Dwayne Wade making his return courtside.
Why are we giving the owner of the Jazz courtside seats? we should be more like Red Auerbach and make him sit in the top all the way in the back. That's what we should do to the opposing owner.
Oh, yeah, dude. Are you caught up?
I believe so. Yeah, I'm either caught up or I didn't watch last week's episode.
Oh man,
what happened last week's episode?
Well, no.
One I saw is when Sally Field dies.
Okay. Spoiler alert! Whoa.
They're not in the they're in the playoffs, but they're not in the finals yet.
Okay. Yeah, you are caught up, but there was something that happened in the not the episode that just aired, but the one before. It was so amazing, and I want to talk to somebody about it. I want to talk to Tobin about it, but maybe we could do that after the finale next week.